very concerning, and not only just what they're accessing, but how much screen time is really there. On average, kids 8 to 18 spend about 7.5 hours of recreational screen time per day. That's a lot.
Man, that's a lot. Too much of a good thing, even if it were good stuff they were looking at and engaging in. One has to think, what gives here? Do we have any idea these days about what the experts say about how much time is enough and when it becomes too much?
So the research that's out there right now says about 2 hours. 2 hours per day. If you have younger kids, you're looking at trying to minimize that even less, under an hour a day. So real little kids, like even less than that. So the older, it can be a little bit more, but they say after 2 hours per day, that's when you start seeing mental well-being going down.
Let's talk more about some of those specific effects. What does the research indicate about too much time on social media when it comes to, first of all, as you lead in there, mental well-being?
Well, one thing, they just kind of looked at overall just happiness. Can you think about what do we find online, really? 75% people complaining, 20% people bragging, 5% kittens. So if you break it down, other people complaining, that's all you're getting is the negative. Or maybe you're in a bad mood, so then you remove yourself, and how do I escape this reality? I'm going to go into my phone, and you see other people complaining. Or then you have the people bragging. So if you're in a bad mood, and now you're comparing yourself, and you know your personal truth, right? You know everything about you, but now you're comparing it to somebody else's highlight reel. Because we don't post reality, we post perfection. And then you're comparing yourself to that perfection. And as Mark Twain once said, comparing yourself to somebody else is the death of joy.
What do we know about the evidence concerning the impacts on our kids' communication and social skills with too much time?
This one I find really interesting because the more and more people that I talk to, I speak not only at middle schools and high schools, but also colleges and companies. And as I go up that ladder, I keep on hearing that communication skills are going down. The ability to effectively communicate, because communication is a lot more than just what you say, right? It's body language, it's your tone, all of that comes into play. And how you develop these skills is by using them. And how you develop those skills is by talking and also free play. And if the kids are spending 7.5 hours a day in front of a screen where they're communicating with their friends through their phone as opposed to actually talking to them, you know, I make a joke during the presentation. Have you ever been trying to talk to someone that heads buried in the phone? You're like, hey, talk to me. And they're like, I'm texting you right now. We need to be able to actually talk to each other again. And that's how you develop the skills. And not only that, then you also have to think about miscommunication. Because I think we've all sent or received a message that was misinterpreted that could have caused some conflict. And then when you are upset, how do you deal with that? That conflict resolution, being able to actually go and talk to the person and say, hey, what'd you mean?